messed up cut in the middle of my...
For sure.
It was zechus to all those that came last night to the shiur. Thank you very much for coming to me. It's a very special zechus for me to share Torah with you on the yard site of Imi Marasi, Marasi Chavit Pesha Basilo, my dear mother. And a large part of who I am, personality, dedication to Torah, comes from my mother. And it's with a feeling not just of Hakaras HaTov, that when I was in Avelis with my mother, and that I always recall in the yard site who my mother was, not just with the normal Hakaras HaTov of a child to a parent, but with tremendous Hakaras HaTov, because I realize that a large part of my development as a person comes from my dear mother, Aleha HaShalom. The Gemara says, in Siman Shin Pei Aleph, the Gemara says, this is quoted by the Beis Yosef in Siman Shin Pei Aleph. Gemara says, Moi Katan, Avil Asa Berechita, the Chsiv, it says in Shmuel Beis, Yishlach Yoav Tekoa, Ba'al Tesochi Shemen, it says you shouldn't do Sicha with Shemen. We know that Rechita B'chal Sicha. So in this Siman we talk about two prohibitions that an Avil may not do. Number one, he's prohibited from Rechitza. Number two, from Sicha. Both come from the same Pasuk. And the Beis Yosef quotes from the Gemara in Tainis that Avil is Asur Lichot Kol Drufo. Kol Drufo, as the Shulchan Aruch says, Bein Bechamin, Bein Mitzonim. Kol Drufo is always Asur. And then, Panav, Yadav V'Radlav are split. Bechamin Asur, Mitzonin Mutter. And then, the Beis Yosef quotes from the Ramban, I'm sure everyone saw this, that a person has Chatatan Berosho, or even Meluchach B'Tit V'Tzoa, a person is dirty, and wants to remove the dirtiness, the dirt, then it's Mutter to do so. Rochitz Tadarko, Soch Tadarko, or Rochitz Tadarko, V'Eno Choshesh. This is a quote in Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Siman Shin Pei Aleph. Sifalef, Rechitza Kesad, Asur Luchot Kol Drufo. And the Klal is that Kol Drufo is Asur Afil of its own name. Panav Yadav Viradlov, Bechamin Asur Betonin Mutter. Panav Yadav Viradlov are going to be only Asur Bechamin. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds, the same thing the Ramban added, Meluchoch, Betzitz Vetzoa, Rochitz Kedakov Eino Choshesh. Within this Sif, there are a few things we have to be omid on. Firstly, what's the avdara of panav, yadav, radlov? Does that include, what about if he wants to wash his shoulders? What if he wants to wash his torso? What about his legs? Is that included? Rav Felder quotes in his beautiful book, Rav Aaron Felder, from Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's a little bit concise, so I'm not sure what he means exactly. He says, one's allowed to wash limb by limb. He's referring to the chumrah during Shoshim. We'll talk about that as Hashem in a little while. Limb by limb. Each limb on a different day. Like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's Rav Moshe Feinstein's, that's all understood. That's what it means. Panav, yadav, viradlov. Now I'm not sure what Rabbi Felder means. Does he mean panav, yadav, viradlov was one thing and then you could do each part of the body on a different day as well? Or did Rav Moshe mean even panav, yadav, viradlov meant panav on Tuesday, yadav on Wednesday, radlov on Thursday? I'm just not sure, and I don't know how Rav Moshe and his godless understood that from these words, Panav Yadav Radlov, but that's where Rav Moshe, that's where Felder quotes from Rav Moshe Feinstein understood. So it might be these three are considered one limb, but it seems limb by limb a person may do bitzonein, but not on the same day. I'm not sure also we have halacha as far as showering during Yontif. There's an Isser showering during Yontif, perhaps, and the Isser, the we know it's mutter to do, Ever Ever. So I don't know what Aver, did Rav Moshe think Aver Aver also meant each day? I don't know what Rav Moshe said as far as that's concerned. That's where Rav Felder quotes Rav Moshe here. Each Aver may be done on a different day. You could have thought every hour. Rav Moshe thinks it means totally different time. Totally different time means not when Shiva is over, it means when each day is over. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, Meluchach betit v'tzoa is mutter. So one might say, like Benji argued before, L'chora, if a person was at the Beis HaKvaros, a person was involved as an avil in the kvura, even though the minhag is not for the avil to be involved in the actual kvura per se, but the avil was involved, he was there, it was a hot August day, and he was there in the Beis HaKvaros, and he comes home dripping with sweat, that is miluchbach betit v'tzoa, it should be mutter for him to be rochitz to darko. In a choshesh. One would have made quite a cogent argument. But l'chora, this is not true. L'matzino is it. It happens to be that if that place is found, the Torah writes that the minhag from the Yerushalmi was that they used to be rochitz the avil automatically and normally right after the kvura, and then they began the prohibition of rochitza. So that if that place, even though the Ramban writes and quoted in the Torah, that's not our minhag, he wouldn't get upset for those that had that minhag. That was an old minhag. And that precise case might be mutter according to the Yerushalmi. But according to those of us that don't have that minhag, that's the contemporary minhag in Kaiser is not to have that. With Chora, one might argue, that is lahavir tit v'tzoa. But with Chora, that's not true. Why is that not true? Because in today's day and age, as in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, days in the Mishnah, there's the Gemara, people sweat. It's a normal fact of life. And we never find anyone talking about L'haver Sazeya. No one ever says that. No one ever says if a person's really sweaty, it's mutter. So L'chora, this din in the Shulchan Aruch of Meluchot B'tit V'tzoa means a special type of dirtiness. Dirt you can see. Not just what accrues normally day after day of not showering. Or else, why didn't I mention more Mefurish? No one ever mentions this idea of Zeya. In a chanami. So let's say, so first of all, even if you're right, for more than one reason, we should argue on that point, but let's say I think the simplest argument is no one ever said that a veil of Shiva was scheduled. Let's say people took, it's hard for us to even understand, a shower once a month in those days. Let's say. No one ever said that their veil was scheduled right after they took a shower, which means 1/4 of the people in the world had their Shiva on the third week, or the fourth of the week, they just were about to take a shower and they didn't. But never do we find this heter of taking the shower to Zeya. So according to your argument, L'chora, it should be found. Zev?
So to shower once a month, so to not shower for 4.5 weeks instead of 4 weeks, it's not such a big
thing.
So, nothing. If I shower...
Correct, you're right. That's true.
Then it goes from being I showered yesterday to being I showered last, seven days ago.
That's true, but it should at least be quoted. It's sometimes a possibility to have Zeya. Why should it be that no one ever was misachis to it?
What is that
zuuma? Oh, it's a good question. We talk about Sicha, Lavis Zuuma. In fact, Aitan and I were talking about yesterday the fact that nowadays, when you talk about cologne, perfume, what country do we associate most commonly with perfume? France. It was the minhag, the idea of development of cologne and perfume comes from French royalty, or people even not only royalty. They used to be that they were not able to take showers all the time. They couldn't maintain personal hygiene, and of course, people started smelling. So because of that, in order to counteract that, they used to put on colognes. Now it's something a person does to add to a person being well-dressed. But in those days, the kings needed to wear it because it was Maver Zazuma. It got rid of the dirt. It got rid of the smell. So one might say that Sakhan Kedarko, Maver Zazuma, is the same heter, and that
Zuma
might be true.
Zuma
means something disgusting. It's hard to know what the Zuma is. Would the Zuma mean something very disgusting, or was it the normal sweat? I'm not sure, but it's l'chor if you're chasim and a sefer. If the heter was the normal heter of Zeya, it's hard to know why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about it.
I think you remember reading one of the descriptions of the ancient delight that they used oil similar to what they used soap.
Before they went into the shower? Or might be so
the
oil of the body, let's say.
Thank you.
Okay. So then how does that help us as far as sweat? Maybe that's considered enough for the sweat. David? Correct.
Oh.
Mastim, and that's really the Yerushalmi. That's the Yerushalmi. I think that's the same Yerushalmi the Beis Yosef is talking about when the Beis Yosef quotes the Ramban. Says Sicha and Rechitza are the same thing. And if Sicha and Rechitza are the same thing, they both, we learn from each other. And the Yerushalmi says that Eina Shel Tainug is Mut. The question is, what does Eina Shel Tainug mean? Does it mean anytime you're trying to remove the sweat? So I would have thought that it's very valid to say that. So, but Lamaisa, that we don't find that. In fact, also in contemporary Sfarim, no one ever says, L'chara, I would have thought that it's Mutu Gadamri for an Avil take a shower every day. A person takes a shower every day, that means people don't like sweat every day. Every other day, every third day. But no, no one ever says that. It's exactly, meaning that Chazal also knew that it's normal for people to sweat. And that was not included in the... Which is a, but otherwise, that's what I'm saying. People sweat all that time too. Correct. It's hard to know. That's what included the Isser of Rechitza. You have to sweat it out. Right.
That was related. I heard the little cat say that he feels that when you sweat, you play sports. It's not like you're like injured. They think that sweat is something.
That's normal. That's part of what people do. And those, the reason people have to exercise so much nowadays is that they don't do, enough work outside. Used to be
work and play.
Yeah, people used to do work all the time. They used to get sweaty all the time. That was the normal. That's what I'm saying. It was such a normal thing. Even if you have Zev Yisod, and as we pointed out, they didn't sweat. Itra Chasim and Asefer. No one ever mentioned it. David. So that's what John. So I wasn't sure why. That's what Jonathan's. Sorry. So Isthmus is the biggest pella. I don't. We'll get to Isthmus in a minute. I don't know. Everyone calls Isthmus to pull it out of a hat. We'll talk about Isthmus in a minute. What does Isthmus mean? So Zuhama, I'm not sure. I don't know what Zuhama is.
I mean, the fact there's another word for it,
it
seems to be a good reason.
Right, okay, everyone knows
what
Zeya is. So the question is, what is the natural tainuk? So the Ramban says, natural tainuk, it means you have something that's clearly dirty.
Yes, true. I'm taking a shower. I don't know why. I'm not a
shower. So it's... So, no one says that. No one says that. It would also... Yeah, but we already see it from Rechitza. It's the same thing. It's a Zuhama, right. That's what Daniel's asking. It's a question that bothered me. I'm not sure what the Zuhama is. I'm going to say what Jonathan's saying. That was to remove the body oils after a person washes, in order to remove some body oils. But Stam, just to take off sweat, we don't find this Heter exists. That's the Min of HaAvelim. With Chor, though, according to this Heter, it should have been Mutter for Avil to always. Why not take a shower every day? Just get rid of Zeya. That's Lavir Zuhama for Sicha. Isn't that Mutter? Obviously, it's not the same thing. So, that's the overwhelming minhag, is that Avelim don't take a shower the entire time of Shavuot. Although we still do have to really figure out why it's not Mutter as far as Zeya, why is it not the same thing as Milch B'Tidr B'Tzoa.
I think also sometimes they use like the word Zuhama and the child of my Mahomet to remove the Zuhama.
It means something disgusting. Right. Well, it's a global word that means something disgusting. Right. The question is, why doesn't sweat fit into that? Especially after it accrues, day after day, and a person's going to not feel smelling pleasantly, why should it not be something which accrues? Unclear, but, or at least it's always pointed out, natural tainuk. But the Ramban says, what does natural tainuk mean? To move something concrete that's dirty. It's hard to know. That means sweat. Sweat is what happens to people normally.
So we're talking about the 7 days and not the shower.
7 days, not 7 days. 7 days. Oh, so not time for 30 days. Not time for 30 days, which is the Ramah right here says the Ramah.
What about before Shabbos?
No, we find no heter. Says the Ramah, V'kalze midina, eino aser rak shiva. Alpi halacha, this is only usher for 7 days.
Seven days.
7 days, says Rechiv Eder, as well as others, means after 7 days in the morning. The Ramah quotes, Mixin Kukulo. Friday night, same thing. Friday night, it's very important to take a shower for Shabbos, except for another. So, during Shiva, we don't find that. However, says the Ramah, Avo achakach motu berechitza. Of course, after Shiva, a person's mutter rechitza. Says the Ramah, an unbelievable concept. El shenoru ha'idna lesser ko rechitza kol amid yom. Read the words carefully, says Rechiv Eder. Says the Shach first. Nadru ha'idna le'esar, we aser kol rechitza. Every single rechitza, kol lamed yom, all 30 days. All rechitza, all 30 days. Says Yitzchak Eder, what's the pashtus in the words of this Ramah? What does kol rechitza mean? All rechitza. Even though, says the Yitzchak Eder, explaining the Shach, that we'll read in a minute. But reading the words in the Ramah, kol rechitza means all washing. Even that washing, the Shulchan Aruch said, is mutter. Panav, yadav, v'radlov, says the Ramah, kol rechitza. I remember the Aser, even that. And then, kol lamed, all 30 days as well. So says Rechiv Eder, highlighting the Shach, it seems to be two chidushim in this Ramah. Number one, all rechitza, even rechitza, that the Shulchan Aruch said is mutter, panav, yadav, v'radlov, b'tzonein, is aser during Shloshim, and then of course during Shiva, according to the Ramah. Well, Shloshim certainly should be during Shiva. And number two, says the Ramah, the way we're reading it now, it's also for all Shloshim, not just for Shiva. Two chumras in the Ramah. Says the Shach, no. Says the Shach, Shem Hei Aleph Aleph, you have to change the words. Look in the bold. Here it's important to read the Dibur Maslam, not just to telling you where you're reading, but to read the words. The Shach is changing the words in the Ramah. Ela shenadru ha'idna, the minute of now is lesa rechitza kolamid. Not kol rechitza, but rechitza kolamid. Washing all 30 days. Says the Shach, what does that mean? Lo kima, he strips a few words in the Shach. Lo kima shenitvas besvarim kol rechitza kolamid. Devadai rechitza betzonim letra isur reklal. There's never an isur rechitza betzonim. It's only an isur rechitza, says the Shach, if you take away the word in the Ramah, lesa rechitza kolamid. We ask the rechitza all 30, but not rechitza bitzonim. Says the Shach, take out one word. We're not asking kol rechitza kolamid. What are we doing? We're asking rechitza kolamid, but not all rechitza. What does that mean? How do you read this Ramah now? Rechitza kolamid.
One of two ways of reading it.
What are the two ways of reading it?
Well, it means after the 7 days, can we do all types of rechitza bitzonim? Or is it the same as the 7 days? And
fantastic. Eitan's going to have two very, very possible ways to read this Ramah. Does he mean kol rechitza kolamid? Means rechitza kolamid, the exact same hetzer we had in the Shulchan Aruch of panav yadirad v'chamin. And mitzonin kol drufo is going to apply during Shoshim as well. That panav yadav v'radav is b'chamin mutter. And kod rufo is also betzonim. So one way of reading this Ramah is Ramah is saying, as the Shach changes it, just like in Shiva, kod rufo is also betzonim, and panav yadav v'radlav is also only b'chamin, mutter betzonim. That same hamdara of Shiva, that panav yadav v'radlav is the only thing mutter betzonim, will extend for 30 days instead of 7 days. That's one way to read the Ramah. What's the other way to read the Ramah? No. The Ramah is only asering, as the Shach says. The Shach adds, "Vaday rechitza bitzonim leka isura." In cold water, it's mutter. What does it mean? The cold water is mutter. So says the simple reading. How would you read the Shach? Bitzonim is mutter. What does that mean? The words in the Shach bitzonim mutter means David. Everything is mutter bitzonim. So the only prohibition we're keeping is kod rufa b'chamin. But kod rufa bitzonim, certainly panav yadav bitzonim, is mutter. Which way do you read the Shach? Says the Nodi Behuda and the Dodomir Vava, we're Machmir. All the Ramah is doing, even according to the Shach, is just extending the exact Chumrah of Shiva to Shoshim. Which is why Kol Rufo is still also Bitzonim. The only Heter is, Panav Yadav Radvav are going to be Mutter Bitzonim. Says the Dodomir Vava on the side, that's the star, the parenthesis, half parenthesis in the star, Hainu Panav Yadav Radvav, or Kol Rufo, Dam Bitzonim Aser. So the Shach is just adding into the Ramah. Don't think the Ramah is more machmir in saying that first mistake, kol rechitza, that even panav yadav is aser. That's ridiculous. But just like panav yadav radav is mutter during Shiva, panav yadav radav is mutter bitzonim the rest of it. But not anything else. Jonathan? Hold on. That is Ritu Eder's, that is the Dodomir Vava's approach. We'll get to others in just a second. Sorry? Yes, the Rabbi Eder. What's the Raya? Bring you two Rayas. Not only is it...
The Rabbi Eder
reads it this way as well. Rifi Meir says, I'll prove to you like the Dan Rav Avinu, even though he's not talking about
the
Rav Avinu.
Is he more machmir than the Dan Rav Avinu? Is he healed that even Panavi Yad Raglav is usher bitsoni during Shiva and certain and also during Shiloh?
Who says that? Even Panavi Yad
Raglav?
Well, the Shach said, no. Everyone said, the Shach already took out Paul Rechitza. Everyone holds like the Shach that we're not going to get the words Paul Rechitza to say everything's usher. To touch water is definitely not usher, according to everyone. That we're never going to say more than the Shach. Because even the Shach says something betzonin is mutter. What's a betzonin? Did the Shach just mean to say the Ramah is extending the kula of Panavya the Rabbah of betzonin from Shiva to Shloshim, but nothing more than that? Or maybe no. Betzonin means a person's allowed to jump in the pool as long as it's cold water.
Okay, but didn't we say Rav Akiva Eiger is the most machmir meaning of the Ramah, that even Panavya the Rabbah...
I didn't quote Rav Akiva Eiger yet at all. Dov just brought up Rav Akiva Eiger. I quoted
before that there are two...
Two possible readings.
Two chidushim of the Rav Akiva
Eiger. Of the Ramah. Rav Akiva Eiger points out there's two points in the Ramah. The Ramah is saying the word, the way we have it, kol rechitza, kol rufo, those 2 points. Says, but the Shach takes out the word kol.
So, it's reading of the Ramah, even panam yad rabav during shloshim.
Correct, but then the Jewish agrees that the Shach now amends the words in the Ramah and says that's wrong. I mean, that's what the Ramah at face value would have said, but the Shach says don't read that. The Jewish is just explaining what would have bothered the Shach. What was the Shach so bothered by? So he says we take out the word kol. Kol's not there, but of course the second point. As Eitan pointed out very well, Rav Akiva was just making an observation in what the Ramah means. Now that we take out the word kol, the Shach is telling us, obviously we're not going to be more machmir, say pun of the rabbi was usher, but to say anything else is going to be mutter, it's hovud l'osavu, we're not going to add. Ellie?
Whenever you say pun of the rabbi, you also mean melechach bechamen.
Melechach betit v'tzoa.
Right, bechamen, I mean that's what we said even during Shiva, if you're melechach, you
could be
right.
Right. That's...
So that's the same thing. Meaning
maybe even Shoshin. More. We don't know. That maybe Shoshin that should be even better. Maybe that's even Mibchamen. Meaning, maybe everyone would read that mutter. That was never even up for debate. Correct. That's your point.
Right.
But not even because it's a writer on Pan of the Other Rabbah.
So whatever you say, Pan of the Other Rabbah, you're including whatever applies.
I'm saying even if someone would have said the Kol Rechitza is Usser, that before that would not have been included.
According to the Shah and the Shah, everything that was Usser during Shiva, that applies to Shloshim, and we're just going to keep that way.
Correct. Okay. Right. So, Richard was making an observation, firstly, as to what was bothering the Shach so much. Because the Ramah here seems to say, Kol Rechitza, Kol Shiva, Kol Shoshim. So the Shach was bothered. Kol Rechitza is never going to be Aser. The maximum we're going to Aser is the words that the Shulchan Aruch said, which is, Panav Yad Radov B'chamin. Panav Yad Radov, of course, going to Mutzer B'tzonin. So the Shach says, Rechitza B'tzonin says the Dadmer of Ava. As well as Richard now, Richard says, this is what the Ramah means. This is what the Shach means. When the Shach says, Tzonin is Mutzer, all Tzonin Mutter means is you're allowed to do Rechitza Panav Yadav Varadvav Tzonin during Shoshim. That's it. Don't take a cold shower during Shoshim. Don't go into the swimming pool during Shoshim. That's going to be Usr. Says Rav Akiva, I'll bring you 2 rayas. Not only is the most cogent, says Rav Akiva, based on the Hemshach HaDvarim, the Ramah said Panav Yadav Varadvav is Mutter in Tzonin, and the Ramah is adding that. He's just expending the time to Shoshim. I'll give you 2 rayas, says Rav Akiva. Firstly, there's a mistake in Rav Akiva the way we have it. I don't know if the fancy Shulchan Aruch, the Tursa Dafs maybe, and the Bahirs might have changed it. The first Maramach in the Shach quotes is Simon Shin Tzadi Tes Sivkat and Zayin. It says Shin. It's really Shin Tzadi Tes Sivkat and Tes Zayin. In Shin Tzadi Tes, talking about halachos of Regel, the Ramah says, this is Shin Tzadi Tes Sivhei, that if a person is sitting shiva every regel, he is allowed to do laundry right before the yontif, and he can't take a bath until yontif. But some say no, right before yontif. If shiva, we know that regel is going to be mevatel shiva. So since regel is going to be mevatel shiva, even though he's sitting in shiva, he's allowed to take a shower right before yontif. Says the Ramah, the chayin odin. Says the Shach, what do you mean chayin odin? How can he take a shower? L'chora, says the Shach in Sifkat and Tezayin, the Ramah says the minhag that the Isser of taking a shower applies all Shloshim. So big deal, Regel gets rid of Shiva. This person was in Shiva. Now Shiva stops, so he wants to take a shower right before Yontif. Even though, of course, Shiva doesn't really stop until Yontif starts. Since it's going to stop in a minute, you can take a shower. But says the Shach in Sifkat and Tezayin, the Ramah holds the Isser of taking a shower applies all of Shloshim. So big deal, Yontif gets rid of Shiva, it's still Shloshim. So Shachas in this question tries to talk about how you understand Pshat in the Ramah. So Mr. Rader, what could the Shach have answered very simply? Take a cold shower. Obviously, even the Shach is modeh that the whole heter of the Ramah would be put on the other rabble of the Tzoni, but a cold shower is usur, which is why the Ramah is bothered. Whether the Shach is bothered, Ramah, how are you telling me the minhag is for an avil during Shiva who's getting up? He's having Shiva canceled. Take a shower. Erev Yontif, I feel Shoshim. Your minhag and Ashkenaz is not take a shower, the whole Shoshim as well. That's the Shach's question. Says the Ritvader, why didn't the Shach just answer that it's taking a cold shower? Elamai, cold showers are usher, whole Shoshim, according to the Shach's own understanding of the Ramah, even though the Shach writes, but Sonin Mutter, he means only Pandav Yad Rad. Ezra?
Hold on a second.
Says another Rayot Yivader, before we get to those that are going to have the Sephardi lineage, which are Nebuch should never have it, but are going to have certain tools here. Says the Rayot Yivader, another Raya. It says in Arachayim, the halacha is that the Ramah says that a person who's in Shiva is allowed to go into the mikveh erev Yom Kippur, even though the minhag is to asur rechitza kol lamed. Says the Ramah, black on white. Erev Yom Kippur, he's allowed to go into the mikveh. Person who's in Avil. Says the Ramah, even though toch shloshim the minhag is to asur rechitza, in Avil is allowed to go into the mikveh. So what's the Ramah saying? Even though the minhag in Ashkenaz is, in theory, would an avil be allowed to go into a mikveh in general? Would it not be erev Yom Kippur? No. It says the Ramah, even though our minhag is for an avil to have to refrain from washing himself all 30 days, he's allowed to go into the mikveh erev Yom Kippur. Says the Creator, if he's allowed to take a cold shower, why should the Ramah have to say, according to our minhag, he still is allowed to go to the mikveh? Special dispensation erev Yom Kippur. Shrimoto Adamri. Because there's no issue of cold water. So the Creator two writers that the whole heter of the Ramah is only Panav Yad Rad of Bitzonim, but never called Rufo. But as Jonathan pointed out very well, the Creator says, I saw the Eliyarabba. The Eliyarabba in Arachayim says, no. Obviously the Ramah was talking about Bizmanazeh, no mikvah would be called dead without a water heater, without very comfortable water. Machok supposed to be how you can use it on Shabbos because our mikvahs are so warm. So says the Eliyarabba, the Ramah is talking about a warm mikvah. The Ramah says, even if it's a warm mikvah, you're still allowed to go into the warm mikvah if you have no other mikvah to go into on Erev Yom Kippur. What does the Eliyarabba hold? Clearly the Ramah understood, says the Eliyarabba. Ramah's heter would say you can take a cold shower. That's what the Ramah says the Eliyarabba. The whole heter of the Ramah of saying you can go into the mikvah Erev Yom Kippur meant even if you only have a warm mikvah. Because the Eliyarabba understood that going to the Ramah, they wouldn't use a cold mikvah on a regular Tuesday? Yes. Because according to the Eliyarabba, the whole heter of Tzonin that the Shach's referring to in the Ramah was not only Panav Yad Rabav. Tzonin is much you can always take the cold shower, Toch Shloshim. How do we pashtun? Says the Pisli Tshuva in Sivkot and Beis. Quotes the Shach, quotes the Lodomir Vava, that's Machmir, then quotes from the Chuos Chain that says no. He's Machriya. He says he has a compromise. Yerushimayim Yochlish Lesser Latzma of Bitzonim. Yerushimayim should be Machmir. Abachayim Yesh Larus Lahachel. He says for Achayim it can be Makil, the Tzirith of that is Erev Shabbos. But Rechitza Shotain of Benaharos to go swimming Stam, to just go take a shower for no reason, that's still going to be Aser. So you see, says the Pisrei Tshuva, that we're meitel for others. For others we're meitel, and here we have the two area of Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos might be mutter for others. Really, he says, you should be machmir, even Erev Shabbos. For those that really know, that's the Pashashat and the Ramah, like the Dhanam Ravava, like the Creator. Nevertheless, one may be meitel, he says, for those that don't know, we're meitel for them, Betzarech Mitzvah, is mutter. Stam, take a shower, take a bath. That's also but Erev Shabbos. But see if that, once we make for others, that's the cool, biggest rule we have in the standard halachic process, as far as this Ramah is concerned. Should be the same thing with Chora, even if you use a sink and you put it on.
I mean, like, in terms of, like, they say, like, there's a difference between tefillah and, like, when they throw water, like, 9 pounds of water.
as far as other aspects of the halacha, but here the point really is to clean oneself, or it's the same title. Either way, aver aver, part of the other rabbis didn't necessarily mean putting them in the water, it meant just putting water on it. Yes, sir. Benji? Oh, says the Pislei Tshuva and Sifkat Nalef. Says Pislei Tshuva and Sifkat Nalef, poshrim, lukewarm water is just as bad. He says, L'chor Chazal had only two extremes here, cold and hot, like the game. Hot and cold. Says the Pislei Tshuva, where does poshrim, lukewarm water fit in? Says Pislei Tshuva, poshrim has to fit in with the chumrah of chamin. Once it's not cold, that is going to be aser. Now what you're pointing out, though, there's a fourth category. The poshrim point out, l'hafik tzinaso, cold water that you put in a little bit of warmth just to remove the chill, that's different.
Rav Akua,
as far as the 9 days, that's not considered, that's not poshrim. Poshrim means lukewarm. Hot is nice and hot. Poshrim means less than that. But l'hafik tzinaso is a different category. That's not talked about. In the middle of days, we presume usually when sonin is mutter, doesn't mean there's a group of swimmers called the polar bears. The polar bears love going into frigid water and swimming in the frigid water. They say sometimes it's warmer in the water than it is on the land. But it doesn't mean Naim Sonin, you have to be a polar bear, you have to go into the cold water. It means Lafik Sinoso, as long as you take the chill out, that's okay. But that's not poshrim. That's going through this fourth category that's not discussed in the page of the Shulchan Aruch. So Halacha Lamais, it seems from what we see so far, we have a prohibition according to Ramah for all those that are of Ashkenazic descent to take a shower, according to most poshrim, even Bitzonin, as long as it's not just Panav Yadav Haradav. Does this apply Bizman Azeh? Before we answer this question, it's necessary to understand where this chumrah comes from altogether. Chazal weren't interested in making a person have Inoy just for no reason. Why did the Minogan in Ashkenaz develop? As the Maram Rittenberg records, quoted by the Dakei Moshe in Hilchos Machos, that we extended from Shiva to Shloshim. Here we have several different reasons. The Taz quotes too in Shinpei Aleph Sif Aleph. Says the Taz, Barzarua nasan tam leminog de chayshin and dilma asal misrak reishe. The Asur told Shloshim. The concern was because of combing. A person's not supposed to comb his hair, told Shloshim. And therefore, usually what people did was they combed their hair, in the context after they washed their hair, they combed their hair. Since we don't want people to comb their hair, we included the Isser of Rechitza, Atu Komen. Says the Taz, Lefizeh, since we paschen, as we'll see in Siman Shin Sadi, that it's mutter for a person to comb his hair. In fact, look carefully, look quickly here. Shin Sadi, this is a very interesting phenomenon, the Siman Shin Sadi. Shin Sadi Sivav, we have, according to our Girsan Shulchan Aruch, Shin Sadi Sivav, Lisrok Rosho, to comb one's hair, b'masrik with a comb, mutter afil tok shiva, is permissible during Shiva. Yet, one of the only times you see this in the actual words of the Shulchan Aruch, usually you have this in the Ramah parentheses, we see brackets here in the Shulchan Aruch. Mutter, Lisrok Rosho Masrik, a person's allowed to comb his hair. But the Shach points out, the old years in the Shulchan Aruch was, Lisrok Isha Masrik, only a woman's allowed to comb. Some thought only a woman's allowed to comb, not a man. But the Shach says, no, our dearest is everyone's allowed to comb. So says the Taz, the whole prohibition of washing was atu combing, but in Shulchan Aruch we have, at least in our version, it's mutter for a person to comb, therefore it should be mutter for a person to wash. That's reason number one, and the Taz says it should be mutter. But then the Taz quotes the Marshal. The Marshal says another reason. What's the reason it's aser? Rishon Tisporis. We know this is very normal. What happens after a person takes a haircut? Then if the barber does a good job with putting the white thing around and then the tape, or the barber does a bad job, or some people are their own barbers, some people know others that are barbers. So in those situations, often you have the hair in the ears, the hair caught on your back, and the hair that's in your shirt that you just want to get rid of, so you take a shower. Says the Taz from the Marshal, that's Tzadis Rechitza. Since Tisparis Zasser, Kol Shloshim, often people associated haircutting and showering, therefore, Atu haircutting, showering was usher as well. Says the Shach, the Taz, I point that I have to, parenthetically, I have to try to understand, how come in Chol Moed, where haircuts usher, we never ushered taking a shower? He says, no, there, since haircuts are ushered to everyone, if you see a guy going to take a haircut on Chol Moed, you'll tell him, no, don't do that. But since for an avil, it's only a few people, no one's going to remind him, and therefore we make an extra gzeri, you shouldn't take a haircut and he shouldn't even take a shower. The Pesach Shuvah says, some say, according to this Taz, what happens for an Ovel, Tok Shuvah and Chol HaMoed? Maybe he should be able to, since everyone's also, maybe he should be allowed to wash. Terech Shoshim. Chudchat, Pesach Shuvah says. But that's the Yisod of the Taz. Says the Arach Nishar, look in the Makar. Don't take the Taz's word for it. You have to look in the Darkei Moshe. Please, everyone, look in the Darkei Moshe. Shin Pei Aleph. The very end of Shimon Shin Pei Aleph. The last four lines of the Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe quotes two reasons to Aser. Firstly, he quotes, we'll read the last five lines. Zeh Lashon HaZeruah. The Zeruah says, Mashenodin Atzoleser Lachuf Harosh Kol Shloshim. The reason we don't wash our heads all 30. Chaser Rebbe Shimshim Barivram. The Cheshinan Dilma Asil Misrik. So says the Darkei Moshe. What's Aser Atu Komen? Is washing one's body Aser Tosef Komen? No. The only thing that's Aser Tosef Komen is Chafifas Harosh, to wash one's hair. Says the Arech Mishar. This is quoted, the Arech Mishar is quoted in the bottom in the Hadros V'Aros Machon Yushayim put out. Ha'ar Lamed Aleph. First of all, Taz, you got it wrong, says the Arech Mishar. It's not Aser Lirchotz Atu Srika. What was Aser because of Srika? The Taz said you can't wash atu coming your hair. No, it's usher to wash your hair atu srika. That makes more sense. People wash their hair, then the hair gets all tangled, they want to comb it. So it says that the Arach Mishar, Taz, you're wrong on that account. You said one of the reasons for rechitza is because of srika. No, one of the reasons of chafifa. Totally different. That's a different minhag. And then he says, Taz, you missed the most important reason for the issur of rechitza kol shloshim. Not because of Tisporis, but says, because of Oud Sofil Chazavelis Betshuva, Zinodru Lesser Lichot Kol Shoshim Mishum Gzeres Kibus. What's the reason it's Aser? Not because of haircuts, but because of Gzeres Kibus. People, it's Aser for an Avel to wash laundry for all 30 days, all Shoshim. It's up to that reason that there's an Iser for Rechitza. Not because of haircuts, but because of doing laundry. Utter doing laundry, we have this sister. So says Taz, he says, Taz, you left out this important reason. Why don't you quote this reason? And Lamaisa, the Darkei Moshe ends, Usr Lashanos Minuk. When we not change the Minuk. Eitan?
Why would we make Xera for a Dindra?
It's a very good question. So it sounds like it's not a Xera, it's a Minuk that developed. It's a Minuk that developed that Ashkenaz took upon themselves. It's hard to know why, but that's, we're trying to.
And this is trying to explain it.
Trying to explain the Minuk, you're right. So, but the question is, once it's a Minuk, Minuk can't be changed. Minuk is mitam neder usually. If Klal Yisrael accepted in a certain part of Klal Yisrael, accepted as a minug, then it can't be changed. But Lamaisa, you're right. For Gzera alone, it would not happen. And the question is, why have all things been made this Gzera? It's hard to know. A large part of it might have had to deal with the fact, like Ezra pointed out before, that it wasn't so necessary to do Rechitza altogether. So adding a little bit would not be so bad. Mark? Yes, it was made for a bris. So that was never accepted. In contemporary posthum, what do we have more than this Psalm of the Ramah, the way the Taz quotes, the way the Arach Mishar quotes? According to most posthum, not much. Shuras Chayin maybe, Mutar Erev Shabbos, but according to the standard approach in the posthum, this Isser is in effect nowadays. It's Usser for an Avil to wash, even Mitzonim, unless it's Erev Shabbos, Kol Shoshim. That's what it sounds like. The only one that I know that it writes ahead to black on white otherwise is the quote from Moshe Salavetchuk. Moshe Salavetchuk understood, and this is not Moshe Salavetchuk in Hilchos Aveilus, it's Moshe Salavetchuk, Rav Shechter quotes it, and it's quoted again in the Shir HaRav, as far as the 9 days. The 9 days, Moshe Salavetchuk had two chidushim. Number one, he says, the Torah quotes from the Rav Yah that the minhag is not to take a shower from Rosh Chodesh Ad HaTainus. Says Rav Moshe Salavetchuk, two chidushim on that. Number one, this Rav Yah of not taking a shower for 9 days is because, as the Rav understood many times, that Rav Moshe Salavetchuk already apparently started it, Chayisro doesn't have minhagim that are just in the luft, in the air. Every minhag has to be yisod of Harvei Kodesh, has to be clearly justified. Says the Rav, what's the avelus of the 9 days? That's paralleling the avelus of Shloshim. And says Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, this Rav Yeh that says the minhag is not take a shower from Tisha B'Av until, from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av, is because of this minhag in the Ram Aram, minhag Ashnaz, not to take a shower until Shloshim, Mamela during the 9 days, which is Shloshim, we don't take showers either. That's a tremendous chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because one is the Maram, one is the Rav Yeh. You have to try to see, did the Rav Yeh even know about this minhag in Ashkenaz that the Maram quotes? I'm not sure. You have to see if the Rav Yeh ever quotes it. To say that one and the other, you have to look at the two sources. They both were Ashkenazi Rishonim. But say that one is predicated upon the other, it's hard. I think the Maram is later than the Rav Yeh. So, the Maram might have been recording the minhag in Ashkenaz, but it's very hard to say that chiddush number one of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that the minhag in Tisha B'Av, minhag on Hilchos Tisha B'Av, for the 9 days, it shows this minhag of Shloshim, even though they're both in Shulchan Aruch, it's hard to know they both come from the same source. Chiddush number one. But even if you accept that chiddush, says Moshe Soloveitchik, matter-of-factly, since Ashkenaz doesn't have this minhag nowadays, people in Ashkenaz do take showers during Shloshim. Memela, you can take showers during the 9 days as well. And Rav Shechter says, and if you want to be machmir on Erev Tisha B'Av Achra Chatzos, you can do so, but make tesi. Why should we machmir? It's not Tisha B'Av yet. And since B'Zman Hazeh, even Tisha B'Av after Chatzos has some nihudim, but that's really the 9 days. Memela should be mutter to take a shower. Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. You can have walk-in Tisha B'Av Tikinos with freshly combed hair, and you just take a shower. And says Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, what's wrong? This whole thing was predicated on the minhag Ashkenaz that we don't do. We have minhag Ashkenaz nowadays fell by the wayside, so we do have a hetzer to take a shower during the 9 days as well. That's an unbelievable chiddush. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, I don't know the source for this idea. But Rav Moshe Soloveitchik says, minhag Ashkenaz is not to keep this anymore altogether. I have not found a source, b'ksav, aside from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who's talking in Hilchos Tisha B'Av of this idea. Someone should ask Rav Shechter maybe, where does this come from? Rav Moshe Soloveitchik definitely understood the minhag is to do it. And what's the knee-jerk reaction people might have? The knee-jerk reaction, of course, was not said before. No! Istinus. Let's read what an istinus is. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Istinus is mutter. Says Shulchan Aruch, don't say, because you live in Tavshin Samaches. Oh, now things are changed. We're all istinuses. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Lo kom ish omish istinus ani matirin lo. Not everyone that says, oh, I'm an istinus is mutter. Eladav reshi yodea shu istinus. He knows he's an istinus. Umisnagvanakius, he's very clean, so far that's us. Vinlo Yurchotz, Yitztar Harbe, he'll get so anguished, Yovo de Mechush, he'll get a headache. Person feels so bad, they have a Mechush, they're ill because they're not taking showers, that's an istinus. Now, yes, I think most of the problem in the Shulchan Aruch, Misnagvanakius, Yitztar Harbe, people after 3 day yontif, as Benji pointed out, people want to jump into the shower. That's true, if they don't take showers during 3 days. Lamaisa, to say that it's a mechush. So maybe one might say that certain adolescents might fall into this category of Yavadei Mechush. They're so concerned that they're going to get a headache. One of my friends is going to think, if I don't take a shower 3 days, that's Yavadei Mechush. But with Erech Klau, heterovistinus, it's very hard to say. In fact, the Ramban, quoted in the tour, has all discussion. He says, maybe everyone's an istinus, it's because they're concerned about not being clean. He says, no, you have to have a mechush. It's not, you have to really be in its tire that you get sick. If you don't have that, it should be usr altogether. So with Ora, we have a chiddush for Moshe Soloveitchik, the minhag doesn't apply for Ashkenaz, bichlal, but it's hard to say that it should be mutter l'gamri. We're not istinuses. We don't have mechush. So with Ora, according to what we've seen, except for this Moshe Soloveitchik that we have to document, it should be the isser of the Ramah still applies for all those in Ashkenazi, take a shower. Even if it's only to its sound, during the Shloshim.
I mean, you could definitely say, everyone's been starved a little bit after 3 days of not showering.
That's the Yavali Day Mechush, you did a headache, you say,
I can't.
Yes.
After 3 days is going.
Right, so.
To tell him after 3 weeks.
I know, so what happened? You have to do an experiment. I think the worst you'll get is, I think you'll get the four common words from an adolescent who has not taken a shower in 3 days would be, I feel so gross. Those four words, I think, that's it. I feel so gross. They'll have expressions for it. So that is, I think, the maximum you're going to get. So why should it be mutter? That's not mechush. Jonathan, can you be Yashiv Ben Ashkenaz, perhaps?
It's really something more than that. If you look at it in the rational,
Of Rav Hagdon, that Rav Hagdon, the third quotes. That's what it sounds like. Exactly. Rav Hagdon, that's the Torah. The Torah quotes, that's the Rav Hagdon. Rav Hagdon said Sakana, and then he says, as you said very beautifully, toning down that idea. That's the Torah. That's the Torah quotes from the Ramban.
You could say in the Torah, it sounds like Ramban is giving
an alternative sheet. No, I think it's clear. He's trying. I think. So you're saying the Raj is even more clear. But right, the same idea. Meifesh means something serious.
What about
Kavod Griyas? Kavod Griyas is Dachlav Shu Torah. So this. So. So, that's a good question. Kavod Avir is Gadol Kavod is Dochel Av Shabbat Torah. Hard to know. This is also Kavod. I don't know. It's a good question.
What about Kavod Avira for Kavod Kakal? They have a rabbi who smells and is visiting him.
They should know. They have to know the halakha. So what if what do you feel if it's... Sorry? So Rav Felder quotes Taka during Shloshim. If one has a lot of sweat, one's allowed to use deodorant, Rav Felder quotes. So Rav Wilk does not like the Rav Eider quotes that during Tishra one's allowed to use deodorant. Rav Wilk does not like that. Rav Wilk always says he doesn't like the kula of deodorant during Tishra. He says, what, because you're concerned about people? People are not supposed to say a lot of people each other on Tishra also. They're supposed to be away from each other. So what are you concerned about for one day? Rav Wilk does not like the heter on Tishra of using deodorant. But Rav Felder quotes from Rav Moshe Feinstein that during Shoshim, even if you say this is usur, a person's allowed to use deodorant. So I think he says unscented dafka. That's hard to say. Well, even scented deodorant. We know if the person wants to smell good, they put on cologne. Scented deodorant is just to make it. Yeah, no, but I'm saying even scented. Luchar is the same thing as Luchar is Zuma. So then, if that's really true, if it's really scented deodorant, then if it's real Luchar is Zuma, then we know even Rechitza. Why should a person at least not be able to wash a little bit? If you don't want to say that's Mutter. Why? Where do we draw the line between Sicha and Rechitza?
Well, if it's a spray, it's not Sicha.
No, I think the Isser is just Sicha. Right.
A spray, then it's considered Sicha.
That's the concern. Else, why should we not mutter altogether? If he's saying shalav is a zuma, but then if shalav is a zuma, the luchar is even mutter for
rechitza. Just confused. According to the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Am Yisrael isn't nohei or Ashkenaz isn't nohei the 30 days of whatever any Yisrael
repeats during the which means.
But according to the Ramad, so I think
he's saying meaning this Ramah was min Ashkenaz, which fell by the wayside. We don't have it anymore. So that's why you're allowed to take your. He said you can go into the bath. You can go and take a bath. You can take a swimming. Rav Shach always points out during the 9 days you're allowed to go in. That's not so tight. Rechitza in natural time means to go into the lake in Marashah for a minute because you're very sweaty. Is mutter. Do you want to cool off? But according to Rav Shach, big deal. What do you mean because you're very sweaty? Stay there for half an hour. Do your laps.
That's
quite
important. What we see is the mid-hungry.
That's what I'm saying. You're saying by the 9 days the mid-hungry is just matmir, so that's a raya where Rav Shach was wrong.
The 9 days meaning something separate. But as far as Shulchan by Avelis, what's
that's
saying,
so I mean, what do most people do? Most people don't know. Now they ask their rabbanim. So the question is, most far, no sefer that I've seen says the kula, the Ramosh Leveshuk said that it's mutter to take a shower during the 9 days. During Shloshim, but many people do. Many people are mechel during Shloshim.
So
maybe that's meaning.
Right.
Right. I'm not sure. I don't know where. Why should that be different? Well, like I said, many people do take showers nowadays during the 9 days, during Shloshim. At least Bitzonim. Like the most major opinion that the period says is wrong in the Shach. Many people is to take cold showers during Shloshim. Precious, where does that come from? If it's against the Ramah, have to be actually.
Clearly, it's just that they want to be,
correct! You're 100% right. That's true. To understand it is not hard. Yeah. But to understand it halakhically, based on the halakhic process, where does that come from? Simi? Meaning like the Eli Rabba, meaning even more than the Shuvah Schein. That the minhag was like the Eli Rabba without the Shuvah Schein in the Pesach Shuvah, that the Shach meant, Bitzon is Mutur Gamri. Maybe even though it's created Arias. So Simi is pointing out, could be that the minhag implies to take cold showers, because we're Mako at least, like the Eli Rabba. Halakhid we're Mako, but Avil, lowercase. So that would depend. The first Ramosha Taveshik, even half showers in Mutur. Right, but they're trying to. But somebody's pointing out, it could be the minute of Olam of 12 showers based on the Eliyahu Rabbah.
Why can't you make the case that Ashkenazim are following the lead of Rav Yosef and Machzirim Matar the Yoshna and they're passing like Shulchan Aruch as they should have always been passing like Shulchan Aruch? In which case they can shower.
So then, if that's, maybe that's true, but then why should it be Dafka in this situation? Right. That's what it's right. So the question is just.
plenty of other things in Shulchan Aruch that we read all about the mourning things. Someone dies in the city.
Very true. To do Ha'ara.
We don't do any of that.
But it's, so the question is just, even from contemporary texts, we have Machlokes in the Minhag, meaning all the contemporary texts don't quote any Kulos. Except for this Eli Rabba, as Simi pointed out, the Shuas Chayin. Except for Moshe Levitch, they said no. So, meaning in terms of...
Contemporary scholars say that they're exclusive person.
No. They don't. Yeah, they, for sure.
Isn't,
yes.
Isn't Tosfos always trying to be Ashim and Minhag, which is the basis
right.
in this story.
So it's a... Right. It's a good question. That's a question beyond the scope of our discussion. But Lamaisa, even the Minhag nowadays, according to the classic Sfarim, we have no Makor.
Bani Shofar is Mikol, by Kol.
By Kol, like the El Yerabba.
It's Sindala, we have double Anelus, so the Chav is Mikol, to be told with Kol, for the beginning of the second Anelus. Ramban is the same thing up there.
So what do you see?
You see that Kol is Mutter after the Shofar.
Because of the Anelus. So you see that what? So you see that? So you see that Tsar.
Only 2 weeks, and the Mechav is already
Right.
So you see me not like the Ritu Vader.
Yeah.
Who else does he quote? He has his own Kiddush against Ritu Vader. For Tzonin.
Yeah.
For Tzonin. So that's the Hector of Tzonin is based upon interesting Raya. That's his own Raya?
Yeah.
A sharp Raya. That Mutter. So for Tzonin. So Tzonin, that's the El Yerabba. So they're buttressing the El Yerabba's idea of Tzonin.
Called
Rufo.
Yeah, it's Machaber, not the Ramah.
No, but the Ramah
doesn't say. The Ramah doesn't respond to that.
That's why the Shulchan says. Okay, well, I said, so the Aruch Shulchan says, so also, Tzonin is Mutter. Like, he thinks that's the Shach means, or he says it himself? That's for Tzonin. That's, so, that's all your rabbis you saw. So, there are those more that are made for Tzonin. But for Chamin, the only Makar we have for Rosh Hashanah, that's saying that's the Minhag. It's hard to know, though. Do you build the Minhag backwards or not?
Would you be allowed to make yourself Malachlach in order to be able to take a normal shower?
Good question. Roll in the dirt, just announce it.
Yeah.
Fresh Bajukha. Good question. Something doesn't sound right. Sorry. The. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Vav that there are certain people, women should not put on makeup during Shiva, and Voderes, a woman who is contemplating getting married, is allowed to, once she's a Medesli Nasei, is allowed to put on makeup. Says the Tzitzel Ezer, what does this mean nowadays? He says, it doesn't mean a girl who's 13, 14, 15. He's a girl, let's say 17, 18. She's already thinking of a shidduchim. That's mutter. He says, they quote some of the other chachamim say, Mutzah Isha, Mutzah Tov. Tov, what's the ratio of Tov? Tov is, what's the ratio of Tov? 18. 18? No? 17. So, he said, Mutzah Isha, Mutzah Tov. So, that's what some say. It depends, but he says really, also, Machamas is man. Depends on your society. If he's a person who's already going to be involved in shidduchim, then it might be mutter for it to put on makeup. But, Mark? Even for 13, 14. Wow. Chazawar and Gozer. Wow, he's all these tools by the Shulchan. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow. 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 And the Tzitzel Yisrael is Medayik, another very important din from this Sifvav. Kala She'ira Evel Tok Shoshim Yom Muteris Glitashe Afil Tok Zayin. A Kala is allowed to wear jewelry. So this is Eliezer, the mashmos of this is that only a kala should wear jewelry, but no one else. Women should not wear jewelry during Shiva. And he says, he quotes the Minhag in Kaiso, apparently, this is the way Rabbi Felder quotes it as well, the Minhag in Kaiso is a woman will still keep on her wedding band. This is Eliezer says, I'm not sure where that comes from. If you really read the Shulchan Aruch Kipshuto, she shouldn't even keep on the wedding band, but that he says, the Minhag is for women to keep on the wedding band, but women should not wear any other jewelry. That, he says, seems to be the mashmos. That's the prevalent minhag in Klal Yisrael, not to any other jewelry, because of this din. That's what it sounds like. Right. After the, what's the wedding ring? Maybe the famous Sefer Chinuch, it's to remind ourselves, it's a reminder, it's more than just jewelry, it's a reminder of her marriage. Ezra?
I just had a reference to the city of where he says that she's not allowed to be told. He says it's according to plus one, it's according to Shem of Ebekah. Is the Bay Yosef, is the Chabra holding that?
Yes, that's it.
Right,
both. So they're both. Those are two reasons for tefillah zana and not mitzvah. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rebbe Natam, who has both. Rebbe Natam says it's not even mitzvah b'chlal, and then we add the idea that it's not even because of zavos. Same idea. It's not a mitzvah. That's what we pass for sure. No day for Yom Kippur, for Tisha B'av. Benji. Doesn't sound like that. It sounds like there's an extra, separate din of makeup, which is extra.
That's, I think, like, if a person's going to be misgana, if a woman's going to be misgana, more likely that, I think more was done by last shower.
Right. Then, So, Eshusish is only. So, I believe, so Ray Felder quotes stuff like you're saying, Benji, that since the halacha is that it's also for a woman, Eshusish is mutter to put a makeup after Shiva, that she's allowed to take a shower after Shiva. She quotes it for a woman. Yeah. Same kula. So, it's done in the Bible.
Can you be
makeup?
Can you be, can the husband just mochel this and allow her to be a normal
availist? Normal color, yeah, why not? I don't know, it's a correct question, you have to think. Maybe it's better, maybe it's not. He's a muffler, it's not right. Let's just hold it for questions because we'd like to finish. Sorry? The Rebbe Felder, I think, says based on this Shulchan Aruch, that a woman who's married is allowed to take a shower, according to the Minhag of the Ramah, not taking a shower, it's just like she's allowed to put on makeup after Shiva, because she's married, she's allowed to also wash herself after Shiva, according to the Ramah's Minhag of not washing after Shiva, Shulchan Aruch Al-Bailah. She's saying she has to be married. That's a good question. Right, she has to be married. That's a good question. Yeah, I have to look it up. Look up, see if I
find this.
But she'd be the same thing. She'd be the same shulah. The Taz here gets very upset at the Ramah. The Ramah says at the end of Sif Hei that a woman who is preparing, when a woman is a Nida, in order to get rid of the status of Nida, the first thing she needs to do is B'dicha of day zero, as we talked about once, to have Siftara, to remove the status of Cheskas Tumah, then seven B'dichos. And the halach is, before she does her B'dicha, she's supposed to wash herself. Why? Very prudently. What happens if a woman doesn't wash herself and she finds a kesem, she finds some blood on her body? She thinks that blood was blood that just came out now and she's going to be Tumea. In reality, the blood was there from before she checked. So of course there's blood on her body. It's from yesterday, or it's from last night. So it's prudent, she's supposed to wash herself in order to make sure there's no blood in her body before she does her Haftara, to prove that any new blood she's going to see is actually new blood, not old blood. It says the Ramah that a woman, Eina rochetzes libo shlevanim, she should not wash herself during Shiva, only after Shiva, even though the minhag is to have an isra rechitza kolamid, she's mutter, she should just change the way she does rechitza a little bit. But the Ramah says quite clearly, when is she allowed to wash herself before her Haftara? Only after Shiva. B'toch Shiva, may a woman wash herself for Haftara? Says the Ramah, no. Says the Taz, in the middle of the page of Sadi Aleph, says the Taz, I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense, L'chora. L'chora, the Ramah, even though, as they point out in the ghost of the new tour, Ramah really is quoting the Arzarua, who says there's an Isser Toch Shiva. L'chor is hard to understand. That's not Rechitza Shel Tainu. That's Mamash Shlaver Sel Lichluch. Why should it be Aser? And Taz doesn't understand Pshat in the Ramah. But that's what the Ramah says L'maisa. A woman during Shiva should not wash her whole body, even though it's Shlaver Sel Zuma. She should just put on Levanim instead of washing herself. The Shach says in Sif Gimel, that since there's a tzarech, she should at least wash the immediate vicinity in order to make sure she has no blood, but nothing more than that. But the Taz doesn't have a pshat in the Ramah, is l'maisa. Why is it usher for her to take l'chora a whole shower if she wants to get rid of all the lichuch that should be mutter? Let's hold up on your question so we can finish up. It says, the Shulchan Aruch, as we mentioned before in Sif Vav, says that who's mutter to put on makeup? Bogeres. Who's not mutter? Nara. Says the Beis Hillel, as Michael Beisher pointed out to me before. Says the Beis Hillel. Who's missing? Little kids. Why Dr. Naira? Says Beis Hillel in the long discussion on the side of the page here, that we see that kids do not have any chiyuv avelos. There's no chiyuv avelos for katan. Says Beis Hillel, aye. Why should there be no din of chinuch like any other mitzvah? Don't tell me it's drabanan, says the Beis Hillel. Megillah's drabanan is a mitzvah of chinuch for Megillah.
It should be the same as Kriya, that it creates...
Avos Nefesh.
So why shouldn't a veil count?
Maybe, that's a good question. That's even, we're not sure what Avos Nefesh means. Maybe it doesn't even mean chinuch. But certainly chinuch, he says, l'chora, we should it's a mitzvah of Avos. Why should we don't have a mitzvah of chinuch altogether? Says the Beis Hillel, I'll tell you pshat. He says, because what's the whole yisod of Avos? Unbelievable chiddush. An idea that we've seen before. We saw this on Friday in the Chumashir from the Sefer Chinuch. What's Pshat Navelus? For a person to realize how ephemeral this world is. Today we're here. Tomorrow we give Din V'cheshem L'fei Melech Malchei Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Beis Hillel, by internalizing that message, by wearing different clothing, by keeping the Yehudi Avelus, we remind ourselves to do teshuvah, says the Beis Hillel. But says the Beis Hillel, katan to teshuvah? There's no teshuvah shaykh by katan. And therefore, says the Beis Hillel, there's no avelos for katan. The Rav, Rav points out this, that apparently Rav Moshe is a teshuvah at this as well. There's another reason for the no chinuch for katan and avelos. We know the Rav, this also we saw in the Sefer Chinuch on Friday. What's one of the yisodos of avelos? Avelos is not merely perfunctory acts. All those actions of Avelos are really supposed to create a kiyum shebelev, an emotional feeling of sadness for a person's loss. Says the Rav, we only have a kiyum shebelev for a person who's a bardas. But to halakhically force a person who's not a bardas to have Avelos, to have a kiyum shebelev of Avelos is ridiculous. And since ikra Avelos is kiyum shebelev, there's no reason for a katan to have Avelos bechlal, because we're not concerned that it's Kiyum Shebelev. He's not a Bardas. Halachically, his emotions are not mandated, and therefore not going to cause him to have Avelos. Let's hold off on your question, because we want to finish up. And that's what they're both, Kol HaNar Sol Chomel Yom, both presume the same idea. Because there's no Chinuch for Avelos. In Simchat Pei Beis, the Shulchan Aruch talks about Isur Nilus HaSandal. The Isur Nilus HaSandal, Shulchan Aruch Pasdins here, and two other places in Shas, as far as Tishba, as far as Yom Kippur, only refers to Nilus HaSandal. Daf to Shalar, he goes out of the way to say it. Avo Anpilya, Shal Beged, or Shal Demi, or Shal Seyar, anything is always mutter. Anything else is mutter. Yesterday there's an article in the New York Sun about something called the fit flops. And that's with fit flops. Fit flops are not just flip flops that people wear. Minhag wash tonight, people wear flip flops. But not only to wear flip flops, to wear fit flops apparently give you exercise as you're walking, great chak. So they make you buy their shoes, you feel like you're exercising while you're walking, so you can burn calories as you walk. They just sold their millionth pair. Says the Shulchan Aruch, fit-flops are mutter for an avil. Nothing wrong. What about to wear Crocs? Crocs? Can't beat the fate of Crocs. People pay for Crocs. People like Crocs better than shoes. Says the Shulchan Aruch, only shalar is usher, nothing else is usher. Mutter udami to wear tracks. Who argues? This is Machlokas. Who?
Doesn't the Rav argue?
Oh. Before the Rav. This is Machlokas Rishonim, found in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza in Yevamos, Kruf Beizam and Beiz. The Gemara says, in Yevamos, what's to do in Yevamos? Of course, we're talking about Mitzvah Chalitza. Chalitza talks about what type of shoe. So Mitzvah Chalitza, the Rishonim there have a discussion. One of the rayas the Rishonim bring is that the Gemara talks about minol of a sandal, then talks about antilia, different types of shoes, hard shoe, soft shoe, minol sandal, same thing, with one's hard, one's soft. Then antilia means, let's say, to wear a sock. And the Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara quotes a brisa that you can't wear an antilia, a sock, on Yom Kippur, to go from house to house. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara, what does that mean, you can't wear a sock? And the Gemara says, oh, that means, it talks about if it has some leather that makes you very comfortable, mishum tainuk, you can't wear it. But you see from there that without the leather, it's mutter. So Rishonim say, you see from there that it's mutter to wear, right, the Shulchan Aruch says. Yet there, the Rishonim quote, other Rishonim, the Balamar was known, The Rishonim quotes Baal Maariv having said that no, even on pilya, anything comfortable, anything that has a tzura, maybe on pilya which is a sack is going to be mutter, but something which is shodrimi, if it has a tzura of minnow, even if it's made out of plastic or made out of canvas, is going to be usur l'gamri. And the Bristers quote, before the Bristers as well, the Rambam is ambiguous. Many think the Rambam Hilchos Yom HaKippurim understands the same thing as well for the isur of wearing sandal on Yom Kippur. The Rambam thinks that you can't wear anything which has a tzura of minol, the sandal. Lav dafka shel or. Memela, the Bristers, as you're putting it, Eitan, the Bristers were machmir on Yom Kippur not to wear anything shel or out to the Rambam, because the Rambam seems to say, even though the Rambam is ambiguous, that it's anything that has a tzura of minol, the sandal. Lav dafka, something which is going to be shel or. But even those that are machmir, they're more machmir on Yom Kippur than on Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur was a din daraisa. Tisha B'Av was a din avelus, separate din. And l'chora, kolshtein for an avil, we don't really find any reason to be machmir. That's an inoy, specific inoy on Yom Kippur that the Rambam quotes, Baal Mor thought, but not necessarily on Tisha B'Av or an avelus. However, the result from Mizrach Chiddush, he says that the Shai Tshuva says that even though the Rishonim are only arguing as far as Yom Kippur, no one says it's true as far as Tisha B'Av, which is in the Rabbanon. But the Shai Tshuva quotes that call machmir not to wear leather or leather lookalikes or things that support your foot, even on Tisha B'Av, Tavoleim Bracha, says the Rishonim, if you're choshev that Shai Tshuva, the Tavoleim Bracha, you're choshev the Baal Mor and the Rambam, not to wear non-leather shoes, even on Tisha B'Av, the same thing should be true by Avelos. The Bach was Machmer and Yom Kippur. Be Machmer for the Bach, for Tisha B'Av and Avelos as well, not to wear something which is leather on Tisha B'Av as well. The Minhag Olam is definitely to wear something which is not leather on Tisha B'Av, and certainly during Avelos. But the Rishonim just extrapolates. If the Shai Tshuva says one could be Machmer, doesn't take the Machmer, he says Tavol Eim Bracha. Which is three chidushim. Number one, to be machmir for the Rambam and the Baal Mor against Shulchan Aruch, black and white. Shulchan Aruch in three places. Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, and Avelus. That says, Shel Or is the only thing that's also. If you want to be machmir against that, that's one chidush. But that's by Yom Kippur. Say to be machmir on Tisha B'Av and Avelus is another chidush. Shai Shuva says, Tavoy and Bracha. So the Divrei Sofer says, L'chor, the same thing is true by Avelus. It's a chumra, dabi chumra. There are some sure that are machmir. Minhag Olam definitely is to wear non-leather shoes during Avelus, loved after to walk around in one's socks. Or one's shoes. In fact, there was a minhag in Europe, there's some that had the minhag never to walk around barefoot at home because it's an ayin hara or something about walking around an oval. I mean, a person should never walk around barefoot because it's sort of hinting that walking around like an oval walks around. But minhag l'chor ufizeh, people should never wear anything which is not leather because that's also. So the minhag definitely is to wear things that are not leather, although there seems to be room to be machmir in theory based on the Shari Shuvah and Hilchos Tisha B'Av. What time is we have Musa? Later, 1:45?
Wait.